listeners, this is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I'm here with Julien Poisson, Program Director for the Nature Conservancy of Canada, and spokesperson for a new project that will be taking place in Frillitsburg to preserve a piece of land owned by the Dwyer family. So, Julien, please start off by telling us a little bit about the Nature Conservancy of Canada and the type of work that you do here in the province and countrywide as well.
Yeah, well, Nature Conservancy of Canada is an NGO, nonprofit. It's fully Canadian, headquarters in Toronto. And what we do mainly is we acquire land for protection. So we are active on private land, and it's in 1962 with one acquisition in Toronto, and since then we've moved forward in about 60 years. We now own the biggest owner property in Canada of private land, and in Quebec, let's say we have about 450 properties. So this is a new one in Frélichburg, and we're really happy about this new project. The main goal of our action is to protect nature for a future generation. It's protected forever. And mainly we aim at restoring species habitat, connectivity in between natural habitat, etc. So this is our mission. And we're based in Quebec, we're based in Montreal.
And how did your group come across this space in Frillitsburg exactly?
That's a really fun story. We were approached by a local group, which is Jean-Martin Fortier. It's a jardinier maraîcher. He's got a business going on. And a local group of Julie Delfroy and Maud-Hélène Desroches. These two women are active in the region, in agricultural land. And also with the Dura Club, Julie Belfroy is helping at improving the agricultural practices in the region. So they were aware of that land. They were aware of the tension of the family to let go of that land. So they approached us to do the transaction, which we did maybe 6 or 7 months later.
Okay. And why did you decide to preserve that green space? What about that space made it important for Nature Conservancy of Canada to preserve that land?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, for every project we do, we have a prioritization of the importance of any sites. So we have a lot of data, on scientific data, on species, on their type of habitat, on the forest cover, on the soil cover, etc. So we are able to kind of aim where is it more important to do those type of project of protection. So when we received the phone call, we went straight into these data to see if it was of highly importance for Nature Conservancy of Canada or for protecting the resource on that site. We found out it was quite rich in biodiversity. Since it's an habitat of the wood turtle, we decided to do the project. So this is a big system of prioritization. So when we receive a phone call, we look if it's a prioritization 1, 2, or 3, and this one was highly important, as I mentioned. There's also good habitat for birds, for fish in the Pike River, and the wood turtle, which is endangered.
Now that you are collaborating with the Dwyer family to preserve this piece of land, how do you plan to go about this, and how do you plan to give it new life, I should say?
Yeah, well, the land was cultivated quite near the river, so that's the first thing we'll do is to let the river take its space. The river will try to slow down its flow and to do what we call in French méandre. So those big curve in the river will try to slow down its flow. We'll let the nature do its work on the property. So it's a really low floodplain on that property. So we'll make every spring we'll revegetalize, we'll do plantation to make sure the river can overflow on the property, on vegetation, and maybe we'll see over time the river take its natural course. Right now it is kind of rectified because it cannot overflow on each side, which is agricultural land, or it overflow on bare soil, which is not good necessarily for the river. So what we'll do first thing is we'll try to study the river and plant vegetation on this floodplain. What we'll also do is make sure we have good riparian habitat along the streams on the property, and the rest of it will be either forested or in culture for hay mowing.
What about, you're talking about specific species. How do you plan to support this wildlife as well throughout this project?
Yeah, well, the good thing is when the habitat is enhanced and backed with ecological function. What's important to know is that the animals, the species will go back. So we're mainly trying to focus now on rebuilding this habitat, and we'll make sure, for example, if the river is clear and there's a good forested area in a close range of the river, the wood turtle will use this part of the river. We see it's sandy bottom, it's shallow, it does overflow in the wood, so it's perfect for the wood turtle. So by restoring this freedom of space, to let me use that word, we'll be able to recreate the habitat of the wood turtle. The wood turtle is in the river, more upstream, but we'll be able to find the spot if we do the work properly. Same with the bobolink, which is an endangered bird. He nests on the ground. He needs maybe a meter of vegetation to build his nest, to be protected from a potential predator. By transforming, if you want, the cropland into hay mowing and push the first cut of the grass, the first mow in July, will allow these birds to nest on the ground because they'll have what they need to do so. Right now, as soy or corn, these culture leaves the bare soil in autumn, and during the spring, the bare soil, there's no that meter of vegetation needed for the bobolink to nest in this month of May, June, and July. So this is another example. By restoring the agricultural part, maintaining an agricultural activity, we'll be able to either make sure that the rentee of the property can do his agricultural activity, and also the birds will be able to nest during spring. So it's a perfect cohabitation with animals and farmers.
Okay, and how long do you plan on preserving this land? How does this usually work when you receive a piece of land?
So this is the base of our organization. It's protected forever. So it's written in our composition of the NGO, if you want. We have to maintain the protection forever. It's a status. We do, in extra sometimes, we do have a level of protection with the government. If ever NCC will be disassembled, I don't see this coming, these land will still be protected forever and transferred to a greater partner that can ensure that.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Julien, about the project that you think would be important for our listeners to know, but please feel free.
Yeah, well, maybe I can rephrase some part. Well, what I find interesting is the cohabitation. We did transform the agricultural part of the land. It was bare soil, it was corn, intensive agricultural practices, and this is not the place for these intensive practices. So we want to put the good practices at the good place. By allowing hay mowing on this land, we will maintain an agricultural activity, and we will ensure the reproduction of birds, turtle, and maybe even some fish if the floodplain do overflow on the grass. So this is all really interesting knowledge to be able to do a cohabitation. And it's important to show to people that if you want to do agricultural on a floodplain or close to a river, this is the way to proceed. So there's also an important aspect of that project that is to show people that it's able to do this type of cohabitation. And also another part of the project that I find really interesting, and we want to involve the local people to help us to do the rehabilitation of the site, to do the plantation. So we'll ask the kid of a school in Frenchburg to do the plantation as of this year. Same thing to do a surveillance of the property. And we'll have a lot of activity like cleaning of the shore of the Pike River during spring, because there's a lot of garbage brought by the river when the snow melts as well. So all these type of activity will be done with the kids of Frenchburg, which is also interesting. And the organization is Ecole au Village. So we have lots of local partnership that would help us steward and restore the property.
So it seems almost like it's an educational experience as well for the community.
Absolutely. There's two type of things: to put the kids into nature, to show to the kids that it's important to protect nature, to restore nature. This is first objective. It's part of our mission, education. The other people we want to reach is the farmer, the agricultural land owner along the river. There's a lot. So this is a first project. Hopefully, we're going to be able to convince the neighbor that it's a good thing to do what we do for the owner that are along the river. It's their river. They protect the river, so they need to take care of it. So we want to give this example to the people around.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Julien, for speaking to me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Let me know if there's anything else.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.